Checking in with Bob Rodenberger at Stockman's to get the latest livestock auction information. So, Bob, kind of tell us what happened in the markets this week.
Well, it was Monday morning when we got there. It kind of shocked me. We started out with 10,000 and ended up a little over 11,000 there Monday. So, and then like at Apache, I thought we'd have 2,000. We had 3,500. And what's funny about that to me is 6 months ago, everybody in the industry and everybody that would be buying cattle made the statement, so there won't be any calves this fall. They'll all be gone. Well, they ain't gone. They're still here. And so we're still having big calf runs, which a lot of those calves probably would be held over and put on wheat. But we sold a lot of calves early that would have been normal October calves. But another thing is we had 600 cows, and I thought probably 300 cows would catch it. Casey, we did a real quick deal. We took 2019, 20, and 21 and figured the total cows we run from June and through October for the 3 years, adding all 3 years together, and it was 15,000 cows at Apache. And then we took June through October of just 2022, and we sold right at 13,000 cows.
So is that mainly because of the drought situation? Is that why you're seeing this?
It's strictly drought. Okay. We've sold as many cows in 4 months in 1 year that we sold in 3 years over the past 3 years.
Well, I know this week when I was at the drought meeting, I heard several producers did say that they got some rain and they're going to have some wheat pasture. So I know that's going to certainly help moods for sure.
Well, the rain, the wheat that was in, and there is some wheat pasture, way more than we ever, 10 days ago, all of us would give up on wheat. In fact, we've got one customer that had us find he's going to have wheat pasture, and he wasn't going to be able to stock it all, and he needed some cattle, and we found, of course, it wasn't hard to find somebody that leases wheat. That was a no-brainer. And so, I mean, the attitudes changed drastically, and just overnight. I mean, they come in gloom and doom 10 days ago, and everybody's coming in smiling. And that's good for the industry.
Absolutely. I was listening to Dr. Peel talk yesterday at an event, and he said the numbers that we're seeing for cows and, you know, heifers right now for slaughter is really, really high, almost compared to the 2012 and 2013. And it's going to take us a while to rebuild that herd. Would you agree?
Oh yeah. When we see the heifer numbers drop in the feed yard, then that's when this market will really get good. We're a little bit ahead of schedule right now as far as thinking it's going to get good. Hey, Casey, we've got a whale of a market right now. I mean, we're above, except for 2014 and 15, it'd be the second highest market we've ever had. We sold fats higher this fall than we've ever sold them. So, I mean, there's nothing negative about the market. The negative is we're all having to buy hay. We're all having to sell cows because there's no water, or we're out of grass, or we're out of all three.
Right.
So, I mean, in normal, besides the drought has been thrown at us, I mean, this thing is exceptional as far as marketing wise.
When the weather cools off like it has now, do you see changes in anything?
No, I think we're going to stay. We're still going to see cows cull because the rain has not helped the cowman. He still don't have hay. He still hadn't filled any ponds, and he can't grow any grass. It's the wrong time of season. But a lot of them have got wheat, and they'll scatter cows out on wheat and save what cows they got left. And farmers are, I mean, they're very tough. They're going to figure out a way to make it work. So we've got a tool back in our toolbox that's helping us.
You think you'll see much of the same next week?
I'll be honest. My help was over, was just completely wore out. And they said, well, what's it going to be like? I said, it's going to be like this till the end of the year. Because it hasn't helped the cow man, except for the ones that's got some wheat. They're still going to have to be culling cows. The only thing is, every one of them that weaned a calf that was going to go to wheat, those calves are worth $100 a head more than they were 20 days ago.
Right. Well,
so that's positive for them.
Absolutely. Well, tell everybody once again the hours for Stockman's as we get around the holidays, like when you guys are going to have auctions.
Okay, we're going to be closed at Apache, of course, Thanksgiving. And then over Christmas, now Oklahoma City will be open the Thanksgiving week. And then Apache will be closed the 22nd of December. And our first sale won't be till the 5th. And Oklahoma City will be closed the 26th of December and the 2nd of January. And then everything back on schedule.
All right. And Bob, tell everybody how to find you guys if they want to ask you questions, because I feel like you're the kind of man that would answer any question that somebody had. So how do they get in touch
with
you?
Just call us at 1-800-926-9696. It'll get you in touch with both our offices. And, you know, Greg Griffith, Justin Kirkendall, David Gage, Ray Hutchison, Clay LeBay. Any of those people can answer their questions.
All right, Bob. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Casey. Have a good weekend.